Bubba and Bays. In your absence, we made a little bit of progress, and we started our Halacha Zayin, and we're up to Dover Acher, middle of our Halacha, which is if you count down, okay, Dover Acher. No interpretation as to what happens when you have a lot of the various different the pasuk that says in Koheles. Plus about 5 lines up, say Achas LaAchasim Tov Cheshbon, one by one until you make a reckoning. So another interpretation says Dover Acher Achas Misare LaAchas, one counts up to one. VaCheshbon MisMatzeh, eventually the reckoning is filled up. VeKamu Mitzu Cheshbon, and the reckoning is actually taken into account. VeKamu Mitzu Cheshbon, and how detailed is the reckoning? Ad achas, even unto one. In other words, every single aveira is taken into account. Whatever a person does, ultimately, although it doesn't necessarily come immediately, but eventually when the cheshbon is made, so all aveiras are taken into account, and everything is taken, and of course, mitzvahs as well, every minor detail. Or whenever that happens, it's everything. It's, nothing is forgotten. Kein shich chol ifnei kisek vodecho. Time share mayor. We learned the name right mayor. It's a gemara in the Bavli and Gittin. Here it's in the Yerushalmi, of course, but it's a little bit more detailed here, I think, than the Bavli. Time share mayor. Shem shei shteis b'maycho mishta. Just like there are various different opinions by food and drink, or various different attitudes. Kach yishteis b'noshim sota. Various different attitudes by men and their wives. Anoshim Yeru means husbands. Yeshcha Adam, there's a man, Zvuv Novel Tokoso. If a fly falls into his cup, Vunoklo, he takes out the cup, takes out the fly, the Zorko tosses it, the Shosani drinks the rest of his cup. Zeu Kashako Adam. That's normal derech of every human being. Shuro es ishto medabersim shcheinei mikrovea. He sees his wife schmoozing with her neighbors and with her friends. Okay, not so bad. Even if they're males, not so bad. He's not mocking. Oh, yesh chadam. Now we're talking about the aberrations. Yesh chadam sheporech zvuv agabi koso. A fly falls on top of his cup. Vunot lo v'shovcho. And he takes the cup and he spills it out. Venotoma, and refuses to drink it. Zo chelik rabba noshim. That's a bad thing in husbands. In other words, if he's so mocking on his wife that any time she talks to strangers, he gets upset and punishes her, or you know, like the metaphor throwing out the wine. So obviously she's not saying to Gasha, he's obviously looking for an excuse to toss her to divorce her, just like he tossed out the wine. Okay? They had the baby with the bathwater. Yeshcha Adam Zvuv Shochin Al Koso. Sometimes there's a guy who, if a fly comes and rests on his cup, Vunotlo, he takes the cup, Umnicho Kamoshu, Kamoshu, doesn't throw it out, but he leaves it as is. Okay, before we had a guy who tosses the cup. That's a metaphor of somebody who has divorced his wife. Now we have a guy who just leaves the cup intact but doesn't drink it. Zeh, we know what that's like, says the Gemara. Zeh Papus Ben Yehuda, that's like Papus the son of Yehuda. Shenaz Adelsu Neishta, whenever he went there, he used to lock the door in front of his wife so she couldn't go outside. So she was, locked in so she would remain chaste. Armin Lay, so they said, your forefathers didn't do this. In other words, what they said to him is, your fathers didn't lock up your mother. So how do you know that your mother didn't go out while your father was gone and be mezada with somebody else, and that you're not actually your father's kid? In other words, your moiti lies on your own self, that if you're so makbid with your wife, then your parents were not. So maybe, l'shita schla, you have to assume that you're a mamzer. And that you're, because your mother herself was not locked up.
I don't see the analogy about not doing anything, like shave her off, with the schluff.
It's like you don't do anything with the wine. Yeah. He didn't divorce his wife, but he didn't let her go out. In other words, he preserved his wife as she was. You're right. The analogy is not exact. It kind of doesn't hold up at the best.
It's like it didn't do anything like laissez-faire.
No. Right. That's the next one. No, that's the next one. Yesh chod, and then there's another one. Person. Zvul meis l'toch koso. If a fly dies in his cup, unotlo, he takes the fly. Umotito, and sucks the fly. Which will say, and then drinks the cup. Because he wants to get the wine out of the fly also. Right? Zeu Rasha. That's a Rasha. Shuroi is ish to leave a gospel over there. He sees his wife licentious, free with her male slaves, libagashim chosea, and with her female slaves, for mitzvah ale legarsha. And mitzvah ale legarsha, and he's commanded to divorce her. Shemrat says, v'yotzim ibeisu, she should leave his house, v'ocho v'esel ishach, and go and meet another man. Now, continuing with these drasha, once she leaves his house, across of kara acher, the pasuk calls this woman an acher. I mean, calls the man an acher. Sheino ben zug sharisho. He's not like the first guy. The second guy that marries woman is an acher. Why is an acher? Shuotzi is ishto. The first guy kicked out his wife mishumera because she was licentious. V'alon, the second guy nichshabo, is obviously stumbling in that he's taking the self same woman. Im zochu l'shamayim, the second guy, if he's meritorious, if he's lucky, oh my gosh, he divorces her as well. We love, if not, sof she kovarto, eventually she will bury him. In other words, he will predecease her. Shemot says, okiyamus ha'isha v'achron. The last one, the second one, who married this woman, dies. Roya yozolamisa, he was worthy of dying. Shisha says, tichmen z'toch beso, because he took this slut, this bad woman, this loose woman, into his house. Period. Shmuel says, Parshimina Mizano. If one knows that a woman is Mizana, so one should stay away from her, not marry her. Vain Parshimibita, however, even if she was married to somebody else and had a bad reputation, you don't have to separate from her daughter. Why is that? Vasa Kaidama Rabbiyon, because Rabbiyon says, even if a woman was adulterous as somebody's wife, havlonos labal, we still assume that whatever kids she has are from her husband. Why? Because most relations woman has are with her husband. So therefore the kid is kosher because of the roles. No. Unless we know that the kid is mamzer. We don't concern ourselves with the mamzers. Okay? That's generally the principle. Don't ask, don't tell. One pasuk says, when a woman drinks the sota waters, first her stomach shrivels and then her thigh falls. Because of Acharmer, yet another pasuk says the same thing. First her stomach shrivels and then her thigh falls. Because of Acharmer, yet another pasuk says, so that the Kohen tells the wife, "V'seis Hashem as yirechech nofelis," when God places your thigh falling, "V'espis nechtzava," and your stomach shriveling up. So in this, in the first two psukim, first came the stomach, in the last pasuk, first comes the thigh. So our Mishnah actually has the thigh first. So it says, "Well, how come?" The one pasuk which has the thigh first, our mission is taking over the two pasukim which have the stomach first. Why is that? So says the Gemara. When it comes to Maisa, she, of course, since she drinks the waters, so first the waters affect her stomach and then they affect her thigh. But when he warns her, about the thigh first, and then about the stomach, because of course with the thigh, she committed the Aveira. Okay?
Doesn't some swell also?
What?
Doesn't some swell
also? Does it? I don't remember. Maybe, I thought some of them shriveled. Maybe you're right. Maybe it means the blobs. Maybe you're right. We'll see later in
Masechta. Because it's like simulating pregnancy.
Is that what it is? Okay, I thought some of it was the shrivel. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, so says Moam Rabbi Yami said, "Feel tamer kan kan lemaisa." You'd say both psukim are lemaisa, All the psukim are to tznoim. It doesn't matter whether they're part of the deed, description of the episode, or part of the description of the condition. What it means to say is the Kohen can say it either way, or it cannot be either way. Which don't take either manner as being the exclusive way. Either way works. Okay? Sometimes first goes the stomach, sometimes first goes the thigh. Okay? So why does it say twice, however? It wants to say either sequence could occur. Why does it say twice, leads post bottom line pilyera? Why would two psukim of that ilk? So it says more, the reason we have two of those psukim is leads post bottom line pilyera. One is the boel, one is for the adulterer, the tzav sabitin of nafli recha, and the other one is for the woman herself. Because we understand that wherever the boel is, wherever the person with whom she had relations is, if she succumbs to so do orders, he's also afflicted wherever he is. Okay? Hadas machras, why is the Mishnah mentioned first the thigh and then the stomach? Because logic dictates that you should mention the thigh first, because Yerech is chilabavera tchila. The first the thigh began with avera, the chakach habetin, and then the stomach, the sharkol guvlo polat, and by the way, that's why the thigh should be afflicted first, even if it's not necessarily so, the chakach habetin, and afterwards the stomach, the sharkol guvlo polat, and the rest of the body should not go scot-free. Rabbi Abba prayed to Rabbi Puppy, Avulaf Tarto. Rabbi Bavi, the Rabbi, the son of Rabbi Puppy, used to finish his drushes on a high note, not a low note like we discussed until now. He said, my midas puranus, mu'utan. The punishments, which are generally less onerous. Erecha Lokas, she said with once, punished with one limb, but the rest of the limbs, Shaya Klevari Margishim, all the other limbs are suffering as a result. Mida Tovim Ruva, a person who does a mitzvah and is punished, is rewarded with the limb, Allah is kam, how much more so is everybody else, every other limb rewarded. And I think it's also a metaphor for Am Yisrael, though, if one person does good, everybody else enjoys the benefit. Okay. Halachas. Shimshon halach acharenov. Shimshon followed his eyes. You know, nikru plishtim esenov. That's why the plishtim gouge out his eyes. Avshalom nisnave b'saro. Avshalom took pride in his hair. You know, nilu b'saro. That's why he was hung by his hair. What does it say? Lefi sheba al esim pilak she'aviv. Because he had relations with the 10 concubines of his father, it seems that he took pride in his hair and succumbed to his typhus as a result. And that's why 10 spears were placed in him. Shneimar says, by Suhu Asora not. Isuvu Asora Narim Nosek Deyov, 10 lads from the arms bearer of Yoav surrounded Avshalom. If he should go to Avshalom, Gnevos Lev, since he stole 3 thefts, Lev Aviv, Lev Basin, Lev Yisrael, the heart of his father had a basin, and heart of Abisro, the field of Nitkubo, Sholosh Shvatin, that's why 3 staffs, or 3 rods were stuck in there. Shemar says, "Vayikach shlosher shvati mekabut." Says Yoav took 3 rods in his hand, vayikalem b'leiv shalom, and stuck them into the heart of Avshalom. This is my novishir, right? Atani, Rabbi Yomer says, "The fi sheitchilas kikulaso ba'azon." Since he began in Azon to be ruined, that's where his parshan Azon, and that's where the temple came tumbling down on him. I Voksi doesn't say before he went down to Azon, he married another, that was he married Delilah. And he married another woman, and he married the first one in Timnas. So why is there a punishment for current Timnas? So says Maharam Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachman. Derech Nisuinav. The first Philistine woman he married. He didn't actually. It was Derech Nisuin, so he wasn't held as accountable for that. Okay? Papa says Shimshon went down to Timnas. The cause of Echorim, Yopa says he nay chamich olet Timnas. By Yehuda and Tamar, it says Tamar was told that your father Yehuda is going up to Timnas. So was Timnas up or was Timnas down? So Rav Amar Timnas is stated in Yosoya. There was two Timnas and Timnas are not the same place. And there are two Timnayos. Achot Shudri and Achot Shul Shimshon. What was the Timna mentioned, or Timnasa mentioned in by the Mice of Yudah, and the other one Mice mentioned the Mice of Shimshon, not necessarily the same. Rav Simon Omer, Rav Simon says, no. Timnasa Achazi, it's one Timna. Lor Makasava Aliyah, or either was they going up and going down? Ela, Haidei, Ela Shul Yehuda, Haidei Shul Shem Shemayim, Ela Shul Shem Shemayim. Since Tamar was a Shem Shemayim, he tried to set up house from Yehuda, so therefore the view of Sibu Aliyah, that's why it says going up. Shul Shimshon, Haidei Shul Loi Shul Shem Shemayim, since he was going there because of his own desires, the feet of Cook Sibu Yerida. It says she was going down, so it's actually metaphoric. I'm Rabbi Ayu Bar Nagre. He said a different shot. He said, it's in the middle of the mountain. You go to a base Mayan, it's like a place called base Mayan. So you are the one Paltosa, you go down to it from Paltosa, rolling on Mitraria, and you go up to it from Tiria. So you see that it's in the middle of the mountain, so to Timna, depending on what the direction you came, it's either going up or going down. I got a note for you. Says the Gemara, says it came to the vineyards of Timnas. The seed as his father and mother showed in the vineyards of Timnas, Zruim Kilayim, that they were all sown with Kilayim. Ramelon, they said, Bani, Keshen Shekarmen, Zruim Kilayim, just like their vineyards are full of kilayim, of mixed breeds. Kach v'noseim zuz kilayim. So their daughters are mixed breeds. They have all sorts of psuli mixed into them. Now, of course, they were trying to dissuade him from intermarriage. But luckily, in fact, any relationships that the goy has terminates on his conversion, his or her conversion. Right? So if they were trying to convince him, it's very bad for you to have concern with this woman, but it's really not halachic. Halachically, it's not so bad. Because the assumption is that she's going to convert, and therefore she's going to lose all her status as a goy with all the mamzerah stuff, and therefore what's so terrible about it. But they were trying to convince him that it's a bad thing, no, morally, ethically.
She had no intentions of converting.
What?
She had no intentions of converting.
The first one did, it seems. It was a vow of marriage. Delilah didn't convert. It was the first married wife, whose name is not recorded, seems to did convert. I'm I don't get it. Three places in Tanakh and says, don't marry them. How come Shimshon went to marry this woman? Rabbi Yavin said, Amra Yavin said, less or Shiva Amami. It says that the seven nations are awesome. And yet Shimshon is being compelled to marry this woman? How could this possibly be? It's very derogatory. Ritzer Yitzhak said, Imulatim hu yolitz. When dealing with frivolous people, which are Rishoyim, so then, of course, Baruch Hu plays pranks on them. what's the prank here? He got Shaul to destroy the Plishtim by marrying the Plishtim. Because that was the first cause to the eventual downfall of the Plishtim. So it says, like, says this another verse says, Yeshev Shemayim Yitzchak. Kadosh Baruch Hu laughs. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu's last laugh here. That the Mitzrayim thought they were going to fight Moshe successfully. But it turns out that Moshe successfully fought them with their own tools. Okay? Their own tools meaning that, what was their example? Yeah. Right. And here was the Plishtim marrying the Plishtim in order to save the Am Yisrael from the Plishtim. Okay. See if it says, Vatocha Ruach Hashem Lefamo. I wonder where Mayor McGenzie didn't say anything about not being here tonight, not to be at least. Even late to be always. The Spirit of God started being poemed. The Machane Don in the camp of Don. Ben Tzara Ben Eshto. What's that? Trade Amorim. Two Amorim arguing the meaning of this pasuk. Chanara once says, B'shoshe Ruach Kodeshor Olam. When the divine presence rested upon him, Hayub Siyoso Kimitzar L'Mishto. He was able, then, his he could walk, I guess, one stride from Torah to Eshto because he was so Vichoron Amar, the other says B'shah Shoyitza Ruach Kodesh Shorah Lov Ruach Kodesh rested upon him. So his hair would ring like a bell. The kolan olech kimitzar leishtol, and would be able to hear a voice at a distance as if it was from tzara to eshtol. Okay, so something miraculous occurred to Shimshon at that point. Vayivachei Hashem, and Hashem blessed him. Rav Huna B'Shem Reyes said, Shoyza Tashmishu Chodam, even though he was pretty big, Shimshon, nevertheless he had relations like everybody else. However, that's not the Nates, according to B'nai Moshe, is not they had relations like everybody else, rather that, how should I put this? That even though he had relations like everybody, even though I had a relationship with everybody else, but a special bracha, B'nai Moshe says in his zera, that he had a lot of zera. So that was his bracha. Okay? So Sansamar, So the bracha was either, at, that he had, even though he was outsized, his Aver wasn't outsized. That's a bracha because he was able to have relations with normal women. Or his bracha was not outside, his Aver was not outside. But in more zera, and that's the bracha. Okay? It's hot. I came, the window was open, I closed it. Yeah, too cold, let me know. Right before he was killed, Shimshon asked, let me have the revenge of one of my eyes from the Philistines. Given the reward from one eye in this world. And leave me one eye in the world to come. Now, Kosev Echorami, one pasuk says, By Ishpot Yisrael Arboim Shona. It says Shimshon ruled over Am Yisrael for 40 years. Because of Vayivachadamer, another pasuk says, Vushon Yisrael Chav Shona. He only ruled for 20 years. How do we reconcile the Pesukim? Rabbi Yach said, really only reigned for 20 years. Lama Chiyu Plishtim Yerayim, and the Philistines were afraid of him. Chav Shana Achar Moso, 20 years after his death. Like they're afraid of him 20 years during his lifetime. So the residual fear kept the Plishtim a year away for 20 years after his death. That's like 40 years. Now the interesting is there's no pasuk which says that Shimon was ruled for 40 years. No such pasuk. So what does it mean that there was a pasuk like that? So I think the pshat is that we know when they came from the Golos, they brought two versions of the same, several versions of the Navi with them. So probably the Gemara knew that they had been confronted, whoever redacted the Tanakh, with one version which said 20 years, another version said 40 years. So he took the version that said 20 years, and how did they miyashiv it? By saying that
20 while he was alive and 20 after.
Right. Is that really the point?
My Gemara has a chuf sofis.
Yeah, I have a chuf sofis also. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what to make of that. I don't know exactly. I've shown this to Avi Besor. I've shown to pride is here. It was like a big carob tree is here. It says that Yochel Kikidon was straight up like a spear, which will explain why he got caught in the tree, right, in a natural way. Right. Says Mar, no. Really, the getting caught in the tree was a nace. Because the way he made his his hair, is Rabbi Yehuda Sharon Chiyochim said, Badim Badoyo, so it was made flat down in various different bunches. So the fact that he got caught in the tree was a big maze in order to punish him.
Cornrows.
So let's go further. Rabbi Chanina, Amra Yechiyachia said, Katzlik is Lach. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, there was the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael, praise of Eretz Yisrael. When I came to Eretz Yisrael, Nasvis a Zoyra, the debris. I took my son's belt, the Zoyra the Chamri, my donkey's belt, Umakva Kmakva Kurz Chorvisa, in order to try and make a circumference around a log or a stump of a choro tree. The Mark of course that the chorus around the stump of a carob tree died the soul there to so the low matun. It would not reach around. Because the carob tree was so huge that even though he put out his own belt and his son's belt, it still wasn't able to circumnavigate the tree. Okay. So it's very large. Right. I'm Rabbi Yochan. Yochan said, I'm sorry, I skipped a couple words. The cut is char charuf, and I cut one carob. The noga malei yodei dvash, and my hand flow with honey from the carob. Which doesn't happen that much with Buxer anymore. Okay, I'm not here to say, yes, says that Lemaisa, there's been a readas of those, has been a diminution of the generations, not just in scholarship, but also in the fruit available. Yavasivsu shokhalim in arasenu. The last fruit of the season, which we ate in our youth, is mi panker sri, and it's better than the first fruit, shalchalim zikusayda, that we all eat in our old age, because the taste of the fruit, its quality has go down. Diviyamoy, Rayachon and Yerenison would say this, Diviyame ishtanoi alma. In his lifetime, the world had become lower. Right. Part of the diminution. Initially, if you had a saw of grain from Arbel, Matia saw solus, you get out of it a measure of fine grain, saw kemach, a measure of coarse cake, saw kibar, a measure of even coarser grain, saw subin, a measure of even coarser grain, saw mursan, a measure of even coarser grain, which of several of these are the last ones used only to feed animals. So in any event, So the Gemara says that that was at the time they did all these things that are one measure of harvested grain. Yet nowadays, kudon, nowadays, sakibar, I'm sorry, afilu chadim chadim lo kaim. You take one saw of flour or of wheat, or grain, you can't make it into five saw with all these byproducts which the Gemara describes here. We're stuck. So we see here, of course, you read as the Doros. Says more further. See Bab Shalom. Says Shalom Loya Ishu. It's very strange, Gemara. Loya Ishu up at B'chol Yisrael. There was nobody as pretty, as handsome of Am Yisrael. Lahalamot was very praiseworthy. Yorah B'chol, was he praiseworthy in everything? No, he was a midget. I mean, not literally a midget, but that's what it says. Talmud says, Yikapra Glovar Kodo. From his foot to his head, Loya B'mum, there was no moon. But he had moon that he wasn't too tall.
That's what it says. That's
right. Let's just read the next one. Exhibit, it says, by Shol, below Hoya Ben, he had a son, Kish had a Ben, which Shmuel Shol's name was Shol Bachar V'Tov, a young man and fine. Then Ishmael told me there's no enemy so better than him. Now here says more Yochel Bakos and everything. Tamalom, I know. Bishikhma Omar, Gabami Kodam. For his shoulders and high, he was taller than everybody. Meaning he wasn't too pretty. I was glad he was just very tall. The truth is, we could dash this a lot, as you realize, right? Sam Shalom was so handsome, but not tall. Because he didn't have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? He wasn't connected. So Nazir, he meant good, but he wasn't connected. And shows the exact opposite, he was connected. But he didn't have the outward strength and demeanor to conduct himself as a king, which is why he lost the kingship. Okay? Says more further. But by Avner was killed by Yoav. What did it say? Hello, Tedu, you should know what it says when he died. He served God enough of Yom as every soul. A great officer and major individual died today in Amish. Says the Gemara. Avner Lomine, Rabbi, was Avner killed. Yoshulei, Yoshimi, Lokish, Virabora. They all voiced opinions. Shumalevi, this is Amar, he said, Ayadesh, also Dhamma, Shonarim, Tzchok. They had some war games in which the people from Shol's camp and David's camp fought. So it made the blood of the children, who actually, many of them died, to be for naught. The Kumana Narim, like it says, let the lads go up, Isaku, Fanein, and let them play in front of us. War games. Shimaloga Shamar, Ayadesh, Dimatso, Shoshul, David. The reason why Avner was killed is because he put his name in a letter before David's name. But don't see the which it says, Rabbanan Vaishlach Avner Malachim, Avner sent messengers, El David Tachtav. David was underneath him. Lamor to say, Lemi Arts, to whom this land belong. Seeming Avner le David. It says, from Avner to David, a letter. Jews said, Le David Michtav me Avner. Shouldn't have put his own name first. That's like Murray B'Machus. Rabbanan say, why did he punish Shlo? And he actually despised me, David. He didn't allow. Man, there's a whole drusha here down the bottom of my Rech Sorok, but he didn't allow to try and change the Shabbat a little bit. It's not so necessary. He didn't. It was not sufficiently. Deferent to David HaMelech. Rabbanan Amir, Rabbanan says, Shlo Yiniach L'Shol, he despised David. He didn't actually ask and appease David. Although he says that which it says, V'av V'avi Re'ei Gam Re'ei. What happened was that Shol fell to a deep sleep one night, and David slept into his camp and stole his sword, spear, and his water jug, and the clothing of his, some of the clothing of his coat. Remember that? So, right. So, it's not clear, but Shaul didn't let it get, Abner didn't let it get away with this. But, no, he gave it back. He gave it back. Probably gave back whatever he stole. They didn't keep it. He's not there, remember. Maybe he kept the memento. I don't remember if he kept the memento. Stuck in the ground when he took it. Stuck in the ground extra show said when he took it. How they return to that location necessary. Alright. So in any event, he says although see the tower says Anochi Ro'o Ro'o Gamro, I saw as Knap Milecha Biyodi, the show says, I saw the corner of my garment in your hands. Armalei! So he was about to make peace with David because he saw David really didn't want to kill him. Armalei! So this fellow said, who's the point guard we're talking about here? It's Abner, right? So Abner said to him, my boy, what do you want? It says mean Gilgoy, but I think it's supposed to mean Ligluk. Ligluk is mockery. Ligluk Adodeng. What do you want from this this mockery? In other words, this is trying to disturb you. Basiro Artem. The reason why you lost the corner of your garment is because you hit a thorn. And David happened to find the garment on the thorn. The Kachibola Mago. Once they got to the once they got to the circle, I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but then David showed him the water jug and the spear which he'd taken captive. Armalosa then he said to Yanai, I lo Tana. Yeah, once he got to the circle, he saw that the pitcher, whatever he took, the jug, and the spear were taken. So he can't say he got stuck in the thorn. That's when Shaul said, Mataneh, Alo Taneh Avner, would you have any response to this? Okay? Now, God, and this continues, more continues, Gabi Kanof, Amartha Basiro, by the corner of the garment, you can say it happened on the thorn. The spear, the tapachas, and the bow. Besiro Arto, you think it came about through a thorn? Israel and some say, another reason why Shaul was punished is, by Avner was punished, was Ayadei Shoisel Olimchos, beyond Olimchos, Benovir Akwanim, which should protest it, Shaul's slaughter of Nova City of Kwanim, below Michoi, he did not protest, and that's why he was saved. Okay? Ufisha Gana, Shosh Gnevus. This is, of course, in the talking about the various different types of Gnevus, which a person does, but not Gnevus in the classical sense. We're out of talking about Gnevus vis-a-vis the swaying public opinion. So what did he say? How did Abshom sway public opinion? He attacked Lev of his father's heart, the Lev based in the heart of Basin, the Lev boundary is still in the heart of the people of Israel. Lev of the Steve, it says, it's actually a parenthetical remark. It says here that Avshalom rebelled at the end of 40 years. It wasn't the end of 40 years. Right, though he was dead. Right, in 40 years. He had finished his term. So, So he came in 40 years, and you're saying that that after 40 years he rebelled. From the time that Am Yisrael requested a king, it was 40 years. Which means it was 3 years, at least 3 years before the end of the reign of David. Okay? Kineret Adar Avdecha. You don't mind, I'll stand. Kineret Adar Avdecha. Avshalom, when he wanted to trick David, he said, I took an oath. At that time, it's important, though. He says, Umar boy kadon. David said, what do you want to do about your oath? Do you want to go somewhere and fulfill something? So he said, yeah. Amalani, he said also, Avshalom said, this is a critical part, Sov chad petach, write a note. The trained God from the three of me that I can requisition two people to go with me. Amalani, so he said, David said, Amorli, the mana point. Tell me you want me to write the note too. Barak Sovna are going to write it. Amalani said, Avshalom, he was smart, and David obviously was not doing too well in his old age. Amalani said, Sovla, stop. Write it generically without writing a name. I'll give it to wherever I want. Kasele stops, so David wrote for him a generic pass of this one. Train, govern. So he kept that first showing it to two people after two people after two people, claiming that David and Melch had sent it to them. The Tzama say until he got it to give Masai Guvrin 200 people. So he was very successful in this drug. Although it seems that's what it says, that some Sholom Hohu, with that Sholom there went Masayim Ish, 200 people in Yushalayim, who came to Yushalayim, Kruim, they were called by Avshalom's pass, Volchil Tumam, going innocently in law. Kruim mi David. Now, Rudash, why say Kruim Veholchim, two separate things? Because they were called by David. Not that they were literally called by David, but Avshalom used this note written by David, right? Kruim mi David. Well, it doesn't say that here. Oh, sorry. David, they were called by David. Lochim Tuma, they went and see me have Sholom. They didn't know how Sholom had a plot. Achitov was a co-conspirator. They didn't know the counts of Achitov. Milin, Milaya, Asidei Chilufin. Once they saw what was going on, literally the words, and they wanted to change their stance. They understood they were in the wrong position. I say, let's go in the hands of David. Don't let David fall into our hands. Right, because they really didn't mean to be bad. If we fall into the hands of David, and Ray Rachelin will have mercy on us and leave us alone. So David says, but David Shalom Nafshi, my soul is redeemed in peace, Mikravli from going to battle. Because public relations were with me. Lay basin, and already sealed out of basin, says, Avshalom said to the court, who's going to make me a judge in the land? So we see he wanted to be a judge. So he deluded the basin into thinking that he should be appointed to a judgeship. And Avshalom did as this. Lay Vachri saw in the heart of the people of Israel, how we know he stole them parts, because it says, by no Avshalom is Lavav Anshe Yisrael, he actually stole the hearts of the people of Israel, so it's explicit. Okay? Says Mishnah first. The Chain Leinyan HaToyva, so too, as we said before, in terms of good, the meat of Hashem works as well. Miriam Itil, Moshe Shoachas. Miriam waited for Moshe 1 hour. By the bull rushes. Shneimar says, or does time of some miracle. She's assuming this to see what happened to him among the bull rushes. Then this Akula called Yisroel Shem, that's all the army, so waited for 7 days by Midbar in the desert until its Saras was cure. Shneimar says, V'am l'nasad el Saint Miriam, the nation now traveled to Miriam, was collected into the camp, which was 7 days later. Okay? That goes a little bit of a strange gemara. Amri Yochan said, Pasuk Bruha Kodesh Nehemiah. This Pasuk is speaking not just about mundane matters, but also about the concept of Nevuah. This Pasuk about what's her name standing there, not Yocheved, Miriam, standing there and watching to see what would happen with the little boat. Says his sister stood. We take that as illusion. Your race is Hashem. Race is Hashem. I saw Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yitzavah is back standing on his back. It says Achoso. It says his sister was watching. There's a metaphor. Emor lechoch ma'achosiyat. Tell sister wisdom you are. It is my sister. Merachok from a distance. That's a metaphor for or illusion. The merachok Hashem yirali from distance Hashem is perceived to me. She watched what was going on. The land be full of doubt. Now, awareness of Kodesh Baruch Hu. My Atzlo, she watched what's going on. The Moshe, he lost. Hashem looking the var. Hashem does not do anything. He lost. So don't, unless you reveal the secret, Allah Abudav and be to his servants, the Nabi. So it's so puzzling about Miriam standing. I don't know why it's like Chassid Shavuot. We don't know if it's talking about Ruach HaKodesh. I'm the boy, and I do the Pashim Shah. Very strange. Okay, I know it doesn't bother you. I'm not going to lose this sleep either. Yochel Yosef.
It's rare for the Shah.
That's certainly rare for the Gemara. Yeah, sure. It says Mishnah further. Yosef Zochel Yikor Zochel. Yosef married and burying his father. Vain Bokhi Gora Mena. There's no greater one than him. You know, so he could have given to me a labor. He could have given to the seventh of the cemetery workers. Right? And why'd he have to bury his father? Shemit says, it always bothers me because in Chicago they always have this contraption. When they bury somebody, they, it goes down automatically. And it's by machine. So Yosef's man actually buried his father. They were going to man, there was nobody greater than him, right? Shema Vaya Yosef was, I think Yosef went up to bury his father. Milan Golem Yosef, who had a greater reward than Yosef, Milan Kagan Mida, as her previous Ishloni Sassimo Ella Moshe. Moshe took his bones out of Mitzrayim. Moshe Zoch Abats Mos Yosef. He married the bones of Yosef, and he struggled with a man who was once greater than Moshe. Shema Kach Moshe Sats Mos Yosef Vimo. Milan Golem Moshe. So what was Moshe's word? Hashem buried him. Shnem Arveik Boro. So Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu Bagai in the valley. Mubei Spor Begomer. It's nice to mention a little promise. The law of Moshe Bilvad Amru. Not just Moshe has this haftacha that Hashem will bury it. Elam Chol Tzadikim. All Tzadikim Hashem, I guess, is present in Levaya and he participates in burying. Shnem Arveik says, your charity will go before you. Kvod Hashem in the honor of Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitzvecha will gather you into it. Amrei Yitzel Yitzel, Kavod Chayaloi Miloyali Moriah, that the honor of a camp of angels going up with them. Chayaloi means the Chayos and Ophanim, means the life of the world, literally, but here means Malachim. Because who went up, just like it says, when Yaakov went to Eretz Yisrael, Malachim came and met him. When he left Eretz Yisrael, the Malachim had a change in the guards. So Malachim came up with Yaakov also to be buried. Okay? So, Ksiv, it says, by Vokornatan, they came to the silo of the thorns. Chesh Gornatan, is there a silo for thorns? I'm Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Mara, Shmuel Baruch Mara said, Chizanu B'chomik, we look through the entire Tanakh. Anyway, we didn't find a place which had the name Atan, which means thorn. Elamau Atan, so what does it mean, thorns? Ela Knanim, the Knanim, so you really touch by Atan, they should have been beaten by thorns. But they were showing, Uvayas was the thorn, why would they grant temporary respite? Because the merit of they seeing as other Gornatan, this morning in Gornatan, and reciprocating, responding kind. What did the Goyim do to show their respect for Yaakov? The Lesmer is very mature. They undid their belts. They said by belt and pagato. Why is there so big? Right? Hashem girds the loins of Eretz Yisrael with Gevurah, with strength. So they did the Gaitos to show that the Gevurah of Hashem, of Eretz Yisrael, which is Yaakov, was Nifter, right? Or, another interpretation, they undid one of their shoulders and laid one of their shoulders bare, which is a sign of mourning in the old days. Or when they saw Yaakov come by, Yaakov's coffin come by, they all stood up. So that was also mine. Herald answered, they pointed and said, this is a heavy morning for Mitzrayim. Torah Tmima says, Rebbe says, Zeh. In Tanakh, it means, you know, some chiddush that you have to actually point it to something like that. Okay? Anyway, it says more further. Umayim Elu Shlos Uchesed. Yeah, Hashem pointed. He's one of the Torah Tmima. Matzah, you know, Bamar, Bavur, he has a bunch of riots on there.
Teaching is Moshe.
What's that?
Wants to go out of Egypt, so teaching is
I don't remember. Anyway, it says more. My male, these Knaim Shlok Chesed Lobos Chesed Lobidemra, they use their hands or feet to do Chesed, in which they didn't do the Rech Chesed to Yaakov. Nevertheless, Ruma, Porla, Kosh, Baruch, Lam, so gained a great schar. Israel! She knows him Chesed Lobidemra, they do Chesed with their hands and feet. Im Gdolim, with great people in Knaim and small people, how's Kama become? Amrei Varvo said, Kolos to Chino Yom Shaben, Igros, Igros. The Am Yisrael waited 70 days between sending letters to the Kanani when they were about to Eretz Yisrael, that they should vacate the premises. So they waited 70 days. Why 70 days? Keneged, corresponding, it's a schar. Shiviyom Shasua Mitzvim Chesim Avinu Yaakov. The 70 days of Yaakov was the day so that the Egyptians did a chesed with Yaakov and granted him that
period of mourning,
right? They granted him mourning. Stephen says, "Vaykonein David es akino azos v'gomer." David said, "This kino, this lamentation, which all died." Roman said, "La meilu bnei Yehuda kesh is teaching the children of Yehuda archery." Says more, "Lo mistar brado elam the bnei Yehuda to me it's more misentry kino. Should teach him archery. Should give him the art of lamentation." He's lamenting Shaul's death. Mihoya, so what was going on there? It should be like Mihoya. So what was going on? Elomar David, David said a very distinct thing. He said, Kevin Shad Tzadikim Mistalkim. Once Tzadikim died, Hasoini Boy Miskar Mitzvah, the enemies come and fight against the Jewish people. So if it's time to teach the Jews how to protect themselves. Haloik Suva Sefer Shad says that the art of battle is written on a Sefer Yosha. Trenamaroy. Two Amorim. Chadamar is the Sefer Bereishis, afraid to Sefer Bereishis. Chadamar and the Chadamar and the other says, this is Chumash Bikun, it's by Midwar. Manamar Sefer Bereishis, Nicho, a lot of battles, Sefer Bereishis. Manamar Chumash Bikunim, by Midwar, Manamar Chomo, it's a shock. What war is there? Vneiso Nosa, I'll tell you. It's a little bit long. Vneiso Nosa, Beiros, Neakon, Mosera. There are Moseros, Neakon, Mosera. Shom, Meitzar, and Etzar, Aaron died. He died there, but Lobor Mace. He died in Horror. The double C that says by Allah wrote, Hakoin El Hora Arva Yamasham, he died there. El Kamish Mesan, but rather once Aaron died, the Stalkanani cover the clouds of glory went away. Ubiksho Knanim is going to be so, and the Knanim wanted to fight the Jews, and they did. Although the Ksiva Shmak Nani Mel Charon Yosheva Negev, he heard, Kiboy so they are concerned that the Jews are coming. Derech HaSorim. What's Derech HaSorim? By Derech HaSorim, it means through the sights. Shama Shemes Aaron HaTayr HaGodo. You heard that Aaron died. The great Tyre, the great leader, tourist leader, Shelohen of them, Shatala Mesterech through it, through the Anani HaKavod, found them the way. So he said, Bonus Garbim, let's go fight against them. We'll be sure you saw Lachs of Mitzrayim, so I'm just going to go back to Mitzrayim. Venosu Achim Shomraso, so they went back 8 trips. And Shevet Levi went after them Part of Ben Shemar Mishpachos have killed 8 families today. So they actually waged war against the Canaanim and among themselves. So that's the cost of our Sefer Yosha. So we'll finish this tomorrow, how this this war.